Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I'd be remiss if we got on here and we didn't mention Bob Myers. I know what he's meant to me in my career. I was having a conversation today with someone. I start talking about some of the things that I've gone through, like, as a player. You know all the that I've caused myself. It's not that like I've gone through something that somebody else caused. And we were speaking about it, and he was like, man, I forgot all of that. You've done a lot of trust me, not for one second do I go home and not think these guys have had my back. You, Bob, through things that I've gone through. The camera caught you one time, like, I'm sick of Draymond shit. And I had to take a step back, like, I'd be sick of Draymond shit too. So, like, but I understand what you've done for me. I understand, you know, what Bob's done for me and what you guys have meant to me in my life and my career.
Yeah, they're there on the podcast. That was sort of funny to hear it in those terms, because that's kind of how, one, the tone of Steve Kerr is just so different. You know this. It's just so different from, it's honestly, and I think listeners might agree with this, it's kind of the way you are with radio, man. It's like it's just so natural and it flows. It's like you're just having a conversation. Steve Kerr, that way with how he speaks to the media, how he talks about his players, yeah. How he talks to his players, he just gets it. It's something about, well, it's understanding what a player's psyche is and mentality is. It maybe comes from, it's sort of like in sports where, I always think this in baseball, like the best managers are the guys who weren't the best players because they had to work twice as hard to get half as far. Steve wasn't a superstar, but he lived in that world, on those fringes, as a part of those teams. And so he just gets it differently, I think, than anybody else does. But it's interesting to hear those guys have that dynamic. It's almost, it's like it's a partnership with these guys more than it's a coach superior to his player relationship. And that goes to Bob and that goes to Steve for creating that culture. It's incredible.
No doubt about it. That's the way. I've said it over and over again. That is his greatest strength. His X's and O's, not his coaching, his communication skills, his relatability. He's been there. He's seen it. He's played on those type of teams. He knows what it takes to win. But he also can relate to what it's like going through those struggles and how tough an NBA season. He's never forgot that as a coach, like how tough this is and how hard it is to win. And it's just easy to talk to. Like, he's down to earth. He has no airs about him. He's not pretentious. Yep. He doesn't think he's a big deal because he's an NBA head coach that's won titles. He's just a regular guy. There's a lot of guys that just aren't regular guys. He's just a regular guy. He's a guy you will go hang out with and drink a beer with. That's the guy. Go play golf with him. Hang out. Tell jokes, watch sports. That's who he is.
He's a fan. He likes baseball. He likes, you know what I mean? He's just easy.
Yes.
Like you say, he's come on your trips with your buddies before. Yep. You were telling me stories about that where he's just one of the guys where if somebody's snoring, he'll have to sleep in a closet. Like, it'll go down, you know? Like, he's one of the guys. It's one of the coolest things. We're lucky to have him. But also, it plays to the success of this team. And I think, I don't know that Bob is that way. Bob seems more measured, but he's a real person in a way that I think a lot of executives don't show that type of emotion because we get the business of it. And it's funny that coming from being an agent that he's that guy. You know, like, it makes sense for Steve to be that guy, but agents always are like, you know, the dude in Air who's Michael Jordan's agent. They just seem to be that guy, the smarmy sort of want to pull one over on Jerry Maguire type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's who agents are. So when Bob becomes this type of, when he jumps from you know, private practice to public defense, when he's going from one side of the aisle to the other, it's interesting that he was able to have that impact personally with some of these guys.
Well, it's because you talk to him, you communicate with him, you make him feel like they're more than just commodities. And I know a lot of people in Bob's position don't like to do that. In fact, there was a very, I don't know if it's famous or not, but a scene that resonated with me in Moneyball, where Billy Bean didn't want to get close to the players because he has to to cut them.
Right.
He says, I got to be able to move them. I can't think about personal relationships when I'm doing that. And it some guys can't do that. And I understand that part of it, too. Like, it'd be very hard, or it'd be harder to move guys, cut guys, do what you have to do with guys when you do have a personal relationship with them, because you become friends with them. So to be able to do that and pull it off and still be able to kind of discipline these guys, and mostly Draymond, take him to task for certain things, and still have that type of respect from Draymond, I mean, says a lot about him, too.
Yeah.
I think – I don't know him as well as I know Steve, but I think he's very similar in that he'd be very happy – just kind of hanging out, watching sports, shooting the bleep with his buddy, his friends, stuff like that. So it's a realness about him.
Yeah.
Again, it's not like you feel like you're looking at a coach or hanging out with the executive. It's Bob Myers, Steve Kerr. They just happen to be really – they do. The other thing they have in common is they're really smart. I mean, both of those guys are really smart, and they're good listeners. I think you got to be a good listener if you're going to be a coach, if you're going to be a really good coach. I guess you don't have to be, but I think it's helpful to be able to listen to people and take it in. And you don't necessarily have to act on it, but I think getting different points of view, which is one of Steve's strongest suits as a coach. He's not afraid to get ideas from anywhere. He doesn't care where it comes from, just as long as it's a good idea. Let's use it. Let's go with it.
And the more information you have gives you more scope
absolutely.
On what makes a guy tick and why
he's able to kind of decide, like, okay, which way do we want to go? And, I mean, he's ultimately going to take, take the barbs for that one way or the other. Either he's going to get recognized for coaching a hell of a game or making a great tactical move, or lambasted for doing the opposite. But doesn't matter where it comes from, it's his decision to do it, and he'll live with the consequences of that, as long as it's it's been well reasoned, thought out, and he thinks, okay, let's go with this, and this sounds good to me. In speaking about his relationship with Draymond and all those guys, I think he's enhanced all their careers. Now, not as much as they've enhanced his. Let's be honest. You got to have talent to win in the NBA. You don't. That's why all that.
But he will tell you that. Yeah. Like, not every coach.
Oh, absolutely,
says,
you know, he'll tell you that.
Is
absolutely.
Bill Belichick going to go, well, you know, I've had great talent around me?
Yeah.
I don't know that Bill Belichick would say that. I don't think he'd ever even acknowledge it. He'd be like, I don't even think about that.
Yeah, Steve knows. Well, like we said about Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, maybe outside of Red Auerbach, greatest coach in NBA history. And everybody talks about the Zen stuff and the books and that doesn't work in Vancouver. Like you take that Zen stuff up north, see how that works.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Championships you win in Vancouver. So he won
Vancouver, bro.
In part because he had Jordan, Pippen, Grant, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman. Now, they had some other players that were able to fit in. And the system worked really well, and he got the right players for that system, but there's still Jordan. I mean, Jordan, the trapezoid offense looked good with Jordan in it, right? It didn't matter. You got Jordan, okay? Now, did that enhance maybe Jordan and the rest of the team? Yeah, absolutely. Did his Zen philosophies and the way he coached maybe get people to buy in? Absolutely. Like, I give him credit for being a great coach. He was handling the personalities he handled. My goodness. But still, at the end of the day, two things can be equally true here. You can be a great coach, and you need talent to win. Because he ain't do all the things he could have done if he did it somewhere else. They're not winning all those championships. You still got to have the horses.
That's the Roy Wood Jr. joke that Phil Jackson came up with the best basketball strategy ever. Pass it to the bald black guy was the was the play. And it's worked for many coaches for many years.
Yep.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We've got some, like, it's like real therapy here. Draymond and Steve are talking real about the void they're already feeling about the exit of Bob Myers.
You know, I mentioned early the fact that it's a collaboration, and Bob is a huge part of the collaboration. He and I have been partners in this thing for 9 years. He hired me. He was here before I was. I don't know what it's going to be like without him. There's already like a really hollow feeling. Just knowing he's not going to be in the building every day. There's an incredible friendship there, an incredible sense of gratitude. There's so much more that goes into being a general manager than making draft picks and signing free agents. You're literally managing everybody in the organization from day to day. He has an incredible way of making people feel good about themselves and yet making people feel accountable at the same time and wanting people, you know, making people want to do their best, not for him, but for the group and for yourself. He's constantly challenging all of us to be our best, but without sort of putting pressure on us, if that makes sense.
Man, comprehensive sort of look into who Bob Myers is and the impact he has, even on Steve Kerr. I think we oftentimes look at it from a player standpoint and how he's handled Draymond and things like that. But that was cool honesty from Steve about the impact he's had on him.
I would have told Steve that made no sense. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You didn't think so?
No, I mean, I know what he was trying to get at. I don't know. I would have liked an example of how you get somebody to be accountable without feeling like you're
without
being
accountable.
Yeah, exactly. Without making them feel like you're accountable.
Well, I wonder if it's about Bob's actions himself, about when Bob would take ownership for things that were not things he needed to take ownership for. That, to me, is doing that by example. When he took ownership for Kevin Durant getting hurt, and nobody, everyone's like, Bob, come on, man. You know what I mean? When he's like, I blame myself and all that. We're like, dude, nobody's like, people are trying to blame Kyle Shanahan for running Trey Lance up the middle. You know what I mean? And getting hurt. Whereas Bob is out here taking ownership. It's like he had nothing to do with any of this. It's maybe an example thing. And maybe that's something Steve wasn't going to. Maybe he's saving it for his own pod, you know?
Maybe.
On the Steve Kerr podcast.
No, I know what he meant. It made sense to me. But usually when people say if that makes sense, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Because he's beating around the bush. It's like when he was talking.
No idea what you're talking about.
And he's talking Kuminga and Poole the other day without having
but
to
But I
say
think
their
that
name.
Probably has something to do with how hard Bob worked and goes about his business, and the fact that he could be a guy who sticks out his chest a little bit more from what he's accomplished, but didn't, and continued to work his butt off. He said that if he was going to do this job, he had to give it his all, which means all go all the time and always on call, always ready to do warrior business. And he just couldn't do that anymore. So he didn't want to do it anymore because he knew if he couldn't do it that way, he wouldn't really want to do it. But I think a lot of it is him and his success that he's had, but he's never a guy that wanted the spotlight. Never a guy that says, look at me. Look what I've accomplished. In any regard, whether it be low key or not, he just hasn't. He just does what he does and then goes about his business and is happy that the team succeeds. And that's another thing him and Steve have in common. They're all about the team. Like, dude, don't care. Don't care about credit. Who cares about the credit? We'll all get enough credit. Let's just win. Let's just figure out a way to go out there and win. And I think when the players see that, you know, they're more apt to buy into that as well. Hey, don't worry stuff. Let's try to pull this rope one direction, and everyone will get taken care of. Everyone will get the accolades they need. But in the end, who really cares? All we want to do is win and win a championship, and they've done that 4 times.
And we'll see if they can continue it without Bob Myers. That's they're talking about the void that's already there. It's going to be a much different culture. At least, well, it'll be in some aspects it will be, for sure, because Bob Myers isn't there. It may not be way different because
not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
You know, something we talked about already, but everybody seems to be making a huge deal of what Steve said about the Heat bench, right?
Yeah.
That he's pointing out Kuminga and Poole. And people are so concerned with how, you know, that he did it publicly and how that makes Kuminga and Poole feel and what that means for the future. Two quick things. One, I don't think Steve thought about it that deeply. He was asked about the Heat, and this is what he player. Himself, so he knows what it's like for everyone to be pulling in the same direction and not worried about petty stuff. Like, just go out there and play and do what's best for the team and try to win basketball games. He's seen it up close as a coach, as a player. So if he's pointing out Poole and Kuminga in particular, I just think that it's something that they've talked about already. It wouldn't come as a surprise to those two. I'm sure he's had conversations with them. I don't think he intended to do that just to single them out. I think he did it because that's the affection he has for the way the Heat are playing right now. And lastly, you're in the NBA. I mean, if you can't take that kind of stuff, then move on. I mean, if the truth hurts, then sorry. Get over it. You can go somewhere else and play if you want to. You could probably ask for a trade, and who knows? Maybe they would or they wouldn't. I don't know. But that's like lightweight stuff. If you're concerned that that's going to hurt feelings and crush egos and crush career.
You're in the wrong business, dude.
Come on. CNBA, man. This is big boy stuff.
Sports writers are meaner than that. We're meaner than that, you know?
Yeah, this isn't AYP. I'm sorry.
We made fun of Jordan Poole like, with his name the whole time. You know, if you want to get upset, get upset at us.
Yeah, I thought they made way too big a deal. I thought people made way too big a deal.
I mean, yeah, he was talking about it, but it also wasn't a direct call out.
I don't think it means anything. It doesn't mean they're trading him. It means that he likes how the Heat are playing for one another. No doubt. I don't think he meant it, but yeah, I'm sure they've talked about it, and did Kuminga and Poole need to do a better job of that? Mostly Kuminga. Poole knows what it's like. He just had a bad year last year, had a rough year last year, and it's hard not to give him a little bit of a pass based on he was the one that ate a punch before the season started.
Yeah.
So, I can see where I'd be a little upset throughout the course of the year, and maybe I wouldn't be as bought in as I wanted to be because I don't know who has my back, who doesn't have my back. So, yeah, I mean, there are many things about his game that I wish he would, you know, tighten up a little bit. There's no doubt about it. Got to be better defensively. Sometimes the effort on defense is just non-existent, and he's got to find a way to be more of a fighter on defense. He's got to find a way to be more efficient offensively without dribble, 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 dribble all the time. But as far as like because I know they had the Kings highlight at the end of the year where he shirked off Draymond and then Steph had to go talk to him, stuff like that. I mean, I get all that's not a good look.
No.
And you can't have that. That can't happen. But, I mean, I don't know what his feelings were all year. I mean, this young guy that wasn't a part of that core. He won a championship, but he wasn't a part of that core. So I don't know if he felt like maybe a little abandoned. I have no idea how he felt. But if he did, it's probably understandable that, like, look, I'm the one that ate the punch, and what the hell is going on around here? Why? All right, so, but it's definitely, that's something, though, that fence has to get mended. Hopefully at some point this year, him and Draymond get together and just sit down and, like, see if they could work it out and say, this is what happened. Or I don't know if they're too far gone. I don't know if it's just like, look, I'm not going down that road again, but it certainly would be better for the team if those guys found a way to mend fences, if possible.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.